Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Special ep.
Very special episode. It is my birthday. My birthday. I'm very excited about it.
It's a birthday episode.
They said, oh, okay, there, that's the sound. All right, we should be good now.
Oh,
still music? Sound should be up. Now we're good.
All right, y'all deuces, take a shot every time he messes up a word. Uh-oh. Damn, Sherry trying to get y'all deuces fucked up.
Take
a shot before every time I mess up a word. Okay. For you deuces, I'm not going to mess up. How about that? Because I'm just not going to talk.
But we will also take that bet. Maybe not a full shot. We'll be signing off like this.
pass those little shot glasses over. We're going to get it started.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a shot before we get going, and then we do the song, and then, we're just going to have fun, man.
So another year, man, give us something. Give us something you learned this year. Something that the best thing that happened this year. A little recap.
Time is your most valuable luxury.
Okay.
And we are all slaves to it in one way or another. So use it wisely. You know, I'm really big now on not doing stuff that I don't want to do.
Absolutely.
I'm really big on saying no. I was telling them the other day, CP has a podcast he wants to start. He wanted me to produce it. And that's my dog. You know what I mean? I want him to win. But
shout out to CP.
The capacity that he would have needed me in, I'm just not able to do it. So telling friends no is very difficult. But I felt good in my decision. So be very, very specific with who you lend your time to, because you get no more of it. So that's words of wisdom. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Wait, my face off, what?
Yeah, your mouth, because you've been eating.
He's got all these
the muffins.
These cake crumbs all over his mouth.
Man,
looks like a toddler right now.
Right.
Pippi came through with the pineapple upside down cake, man.
Yes.
And the pineapple upside down cupcakes.
Shout out to him.
I'm very thankful for it. And man.
I'll post a video, because it was looking good when it first came out of the oven.
Man, it still looks good.
Yeah.
Good.
It looks amazing.
Cam,
did you want a shot?
Cake.
I'll take a shot.
Cam's taking a birthday shot.
Come on, Killer Cam. Come on, Killer Cam.
Let me tell you something. I have never wanted to do nothing more in my life than what I'm doing right now, and that's just relaxing. Oh, you already passed?
I passed the one I had.
Oh, okay. To give her that one. Yeah.
Here you go. Alcohol.
I am just chilling.
Relaxing really on the job,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man.
On the job.
Bro, I have been chilling, big chilling. We rented a house. We are just enjoying ourselves. That's fine.
I'm breaking things.
You stop breaking things.
I'm breaking.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for celebrating my birthday with me. Let's have an amazing show, amazing night. Farron is the designated driver.
Bink. Oh, with the apple juice.
Jesus.
Farron, drive me back to San Diego.
Alcohol. I will drive you to the nearest train station.
There we go.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
I got a present.
Yay!
Oh, snap.
Hey. I know
he's a big music dude, and it's very important for him to set the vibe everywhere he is, whether it's a party or here. So, in-house speaker system with the Bing Boom Bass bass. Keep it here so you don't have to lug it back and forth, or just use it.
I love it. Yes. My new speaker.
He was definitely been shopping around
my
looking for a new one.
Is acting crazy, so this is perfect. And
I hear that one got nuts for the bass.
Hey, man. Nuts for the bass. 24-hour playback, too. That's a pretty good charge.
That's a good gift for him.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, brother.
Because people have been asking
so
what to get
I guess I
got to
take back the speaker I bought.
No, that's a work speaker. That's a work speaker.
It's so funny because I had some Tillamar Dew, and then Shantae walked in the crib with this gigantic one. And I was like, well, I don't think we're going to make it through all of them.
Listen, no. We put in
bottle.
A dent one in the one last night anyway. We put a big dent in that one, so.
Sheesh.
Yeah, man, you know. I don't really, like, let my hair down much.
Hilarious.
You don't.
I don't. So these past couple, 4 or 5 days have been amazing. We got 2 more days of kicking it in. I'm so excited about it.
So he thinks only 2 more days.
Uh-oh. It's going to be like a... How women be doing birthday months?
I'm not opposed to it. I'm all about the shit.
They advertised the whole month before. It was like 2 months of hearing about it.
He's going to be the 30th. Yeah. Nigga, like, you still going, bitch?
That's going to be here with his headband still on.
Your birthday was the 2nd.
His hair grows around it. It's stuck.
Right.
So what are we singing today? Are we doing a birthday song remix or something?
Hold on, let me put this in here. Listen, people have been asking me, hitting me up, hey, what can I do? Just shoot me something in the Cash App and
show it
to the Cash App, not to the Super Chat. The Super Chat takes taxes off of it. Mm. Just the Cash App. I'll try to switch to the Damn It and That's Scary page and pin it, but that's my Cash App, just my name. To hear more, no ones, no underscores, no nothing like that. Don't be tricked, because people have been making money off of the fake Cash App pages.
Oh,
they
wow.
took my picture and everything. But it's just my name, $ to hear more. And if you want to hit me with something, I would greatly appreciate it. Shout out to Diana. It's her birthday, too. I think her birthday was the 5th.
Just a few days ago. Yeah, and it was Fawn, one of the other moms.
Yeah, her birthday was Fawn, too. So
happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey, so thank y'all, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to switch in a minute.
Pass checking to see if anyone likes
him. There's a Patrick Cloud 24 and a Patrick Clouds.
Yes. They will get you, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Let's go with, I kind of just want to rap. I just don't know the beat.
What kind of rap? Like old school?
Let's just do something with an easy beat that we can, you know, swap off when we need to. And I think that's the easiest thing. So I'll let you start the beat.
I already know what I'm about to do.
Farrah says she wants to ribbity rap.
No,
word
she
up,
didn't.
Son. Oh, if y'all want to rap, I'm going to give y'all that New York.
And
yes.
30 degrees outside. Trash can on fire. Niggas with bubble jackets and beanies crowding around, keeping warm with bars.
Let's go. Hey. You know what it is. It's the bridge. Queensbridge, nigga. Hoodie on. Long chrome piece.
Boomed.
At your dome piece. Here we go. Spitting in the hot flow. Dynamite when it comes out my mouth. I might blow tonight. Who never knows? My homie Farron on my left. My homie Pat's on my right. Here we goes over there, keeping it tight. Pat's on the beat, and we rocking all night. Trust me, we can fight, we can do whatever. Ain't that right, Farron? In any weather.
That's right.
Karen's over there looking at us from a weird way. I've been trying to get this bake for the first day. Goddamn, what's happening on this microphone?
You don't recognize Shook Ones?
I heard the heard that part.
That's Shook
but then
Ones.
Everything else, I was like, I don't know what the...
That's the guitar.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, let me switch it up.
All right, go.
What New York beats you got? Beef theme? Wu-Tang?
I was trying to think.
Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang? What Wu-Tang you got?
It's Uptown, baby. Hit some Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Peter Guns? It's Uptown now. Okay. Let's do a Thief's theme.
That's an Uptown beat. You ready for it? Spit that hot fire. Come on, just like we're in a car. Let's go. Come on. Come on.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. Happy birthday from me to you.
All right, you know what? Shut the fuck up. All right, just know. We're not...
Y'all niggas made us do shots. Don't look at us like that.
Look, I tried.
Third time's a charm.
You made it. All right, let me get one more. I'm gonna just do an easy beat and then
electric relaxation. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
I was like, is anybody going to do anything?
You said you wanted to rap.
I did, but I can't do this and rap. I would mess up something.
That's why I thought you were making the beat, and I was just.
Okay, all right. Well, shit, my bad. Well, so that was the third time. Not a charm.
But does everybody talk about the fourth time?
Sometimes you gotta do shit four times.
I feel like four times could be better than the charm. What does the charm even mean? Okay, that same one?
Yeah.
Sure, let's go. Freestyle, but it's gonna cost you $15. Coming down the street and your baby mama holler at the play, cause she see me in the lack. She saw me the other day and tried to throw it back. I hit her with the dick and I hit her with the balls. Dick. She had me on the phone and she called.
You hit her with the balls?
Hit her with the dick and the balls.
That's a hell of a brag, though.
Hit her from the back, the balls is gonna clap.
Yeah, but if you just say I went to a girl's house and I hit her with the balls, you'd be like, "What happened?"
Well, I mean, that's what is it called? Teabagging. That's a teabag. Like, she might be like, "Oh, I just need the teabag real quick,"
and then you leave.
Yeah,
that's it.
Hey man,
teabag and go.
I'm preserving my life force like Kevin Gates.
Teabags
to go. Teabag and go.
I didn't know that.
Teabag and go. Teabag to go.
You could
happen to me.
Really? How? Did you know they were leaving, or was it scheduled? Well, like, I only got two minutes.
Well, I probably had to go. No, it was someone I was dating, but he just thought it was funny. You know how you lay on the couch and you're laying there with your head back? He just came behind me and plop. Right on my forehead.
Oh.
And then he ran away laughing like it was.
I mean,
it was a drive-by?
Remember, Hippie said she had somebody lick her underarms before.
Same guy?
No.
I would have thought so.
For sure.
Right.
That's crazy. That's actually pretty funny.
That's definitely teabag energy.
Was he still moving forward when he did it, so it kind of like drug a little bit, or was it more of an up and down?
I mean, I've been in that area. I just laughed and was like, get him off me. You know, like if they're kind of like hot, you know, if it's a hot summer day, they might kind of stick. You got to peel them a little bit.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
I don't remember.
Peeled it off like a bald wig?
No, I didn't want to say the whole story, y'all. What had happened was...
You just say he just came home from the gym?
He came home from the gym. He thought it was funny to throw his sweaty gym balls on my forehead. So.
That would have been the last thing we would have been together. You got me all the way fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, we got two special guests in the house. Of course, we have the love of my life, my best friend, my partner in crime, and my business partner as well. She's the baby mother, lover. Miss Farron Patrice Moore is in the building.
Really?
Yes.
That was my nickname for a lot of my life.
Really? Mm-hmm. Patricio. Pat Rice. Her name was Pat Rice on her jersey.
Yeah, that was what my friends called me in high school.
Wait, what's Rice?
Pat Rice. It's just Patrice split up. Pat Rice.
Ah, okay. I was called Pat Rick. Interesting. Okay.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
All right. And next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have the I want to call her just like Zordon, but that is Kadeem's name right there. But she pulls some shit together, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure we stay on top of our shit. Not just with Damon and the Scary, but she also works for me. She works for Farron. I've tried to make sure she's not working with nobody else. I'm that type. Like, you can't work with BT. Can't work with Tangerine. I'm
so
very sensitive.
People.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Hippie Gold.
What if we called her Nikki Fury?
I like that. I like that. She pulls
like Nick
everything.
Fury?
Yeah.
You know, Nick Fury be like doing all the...
Hippie Fury.
Hippie Fury.
I like that.
Hippie Fury.
Of course, we got Cam in the building too, ladies and gentlemen. Cam is here. He's with Cam. Boom! Cam. Listen, here's the thing. CP is starting his podcast, and he wants somebody like Cam to like throw suggestions in there and like little information and stuff like that. Yeah, right. And so they were naming out some people, and they named Maya. They stopped on Maya. I was like, yeah, that's perfect. Go with Maya. Maya's going to be great. Because I didn't want to mention Cam, because I was like, I don't want Cam working with nobody. I am so particular about my people. Like, I'm on the Arnold Schwarzenegger shit. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger had his own agent.
That.
He had his own trainer. He had his own publicist. They didn't work for anybody else.
What is it normally? They don't like giving out their lash girl or their hair contact and stuff.
He's like, give me the chopper.
I'm very selfish with my people. Cam, you got a pair of shoes coming to you as long as you stay with me.
Cam,
I don't
care about
the
shoes.
Fuck CP.
Hey,
you're here first.
Hey,
fuck CP. All right. I hope CP's not here.
Shout out to CP.
CP's okay.
Stick with me, kids. You never go hungry. I said that to Farron, and then I didn't feed him for like 2 hours. She was so bad.
Well, what we got on the docky today?
Let's go. A lot. Look, people are talking about weight. That's not Lulu. I know Lulu isn't here.
Why? I thought Lulu was supposed to be here too.
I was told that it was supposed to be Lulu.
Yeah, we tricked them.
Wait, why? How y'all know it was supposed to be?
I don't know. Maybe
probably
she thought,
because he kept talking about it.
No, people think I'm Lulu. I've gone into the Laugh Factory with the mask, and the lady was like, "Sign in." I was like, "Do I have to sign in now to watch a show?" And she was like, "Oh, you're not Lulu." I'm like,
"Yeah, I can see that."
Yeah, with the mask on,
the mask and the her.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie Rob from Undefeated. Wish me happy birthday, man. I don't know if he's watching right now, but that's a solid brother right there, man.
Hey, shout out to Robert. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on right now, but I feel like the weirdest is gas.
Oh my god.
What's the highest y'all have seen it?
7?
Yeah.
Out here?
I've only seen 6.
It was, I don't know if it was here. I saw it in a meme or a picture or something like that.
I saw 689 somewhere.
Out here?
Yeah. I was in Beverly Hills and I saw 689. Yeah.
Did you drive past cursing them out? Like, y'all crazy.
No.
I mean, I have no reason to curse them out. My car is electric.
I don't care.
My car's electric. Live your life.
I never wanted to.
I don't drive the old school enough to have to really worry about that. Like, once it gets halfway, I just refill it back. So,
my tank only takes 9 gallons. So, no matter how what I fill it up, I have a Honda Insight.
Okay. Is it half electric?
It's hybrid. Yeah, so only nine gallons. So no matter, even if I fill the whole thing up, it's like $50 at the most.
Yeah. That's clutch. Yeah.
What are you paying, Pat?
Well, Pat,
this shit does not even apply to y'all. y'all are in the future already.
Do you need the premium?
Huh?
Do you need the premium?
Hell yes, he does. Yeah. It's a luxury car.
This was the worst time to do this.
Did you just get it? Did you just get it?
Yes.
Last year.
Oh, wow.
So I enjoyed a smooth 6 months of like, oh, premium isn't that bad. And then, bam, it is like, it's
what
a
did you have before never, that?
A fucking Scion.
Scion.
Oh, shit.
It was
so crazy. I would have never pictured to get that. I would have thought that you would have got like another coupe. Like something with 2 doors. So when you pulled up with the 4-door big body, I'm like,
that was
okay, my
family
boy.
Planning.
Okay, my boy. Now you just kind of fuck in the backseat.
It was a lot of impromptu. No.
Not in this car. Not in this car.
I spilled water in my car and I'm like, never again.
That's how I feel, because I just dropped a cashew in my car and I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna find it.
That don't stain at all.
I don't care. I don't want to just sit there on the floor.
I got the car bar there. I had a shovel in there the other day.
No, man.
You were going to the garden.
Hang on. Oh, your garden. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, there's only 2 reasons to have a shovel in your car.
Don't tell him we packed in. He's out here snitching.
She's over there like, what's that roommate? Worst roommate ever on Netflix.
Oh, have you seen that?
Puente. Yeah. Got the shovel because she got people digging their own grave.
I haven't seen that yet, but I keep hearing about it. Every episode is a different roommate, or it's all about one terrible roommate?
Each episode is about a different roommate.
What's the worst one?
Shit, all of them are equally just diabolical, dude.
Diabolical? I've never had a bad roommate experience. Thank
Dorothea
God.
Dorothea Puente, she posed as like a 70-year-old woman and had a boarding house and was killing her tenants. And keeping their social security checks.
Whoa, I thought it was this guy wouldn't do his dishes. This guy was dirty. They were murdering?
Yes, it was another dude who was a squatter. He just moved in, gave fake information, and once he was in the house, there was nothing they could do to get him out. They had to work through the legal system by laws and just keep and have him legally evicted by a judge. The person who actually owned the place could not put him out. Mm-hmm. It was against the law.
And how long was he there?
He was there.
Was he black?
No.
Hmm. I thought I heard about this.
He was there for
a house for stupid cheap because they lived there for so long.
Yeah, he was there for a couple years, and this lady ended up losing her home because she needed a roommate. So, to help pay the mortgage. I think it was a condo or something. And he, moved in on top of her, but didn't help her pay, and her home went into foreclosure, and she lost her home because of him.
Listen, this is
Was he living
so
there,
crazy.
Too? Did he lose his home as well, then?
He's a squatter. All he had to do was just go and move into move on top of somebody else. Like,
squatters don't even put their clothes in the dresser. They have it all ready to go.
Yeah.
And that's literally why, if anybody watching has tried to apply for a new place within the last year, that's why. Because people are like, people are moving into places, and then because of the COVID rules, are literally just like, I ain't got it. Like the third
because
month.
they can't evict you right now.
Yeah. Right. So it's like the process that they make you go through now is insane. Mm-hmm. Like I saw a meme of somewhere in the South. It was like a $2,000 a month apartment, but you had to show proof of income of like $7,000 a month.
Oh my God.
Which is three times the rent. It used to be 2 to 2.5. Now it's 3. But I think the moratorium was lifted in September. And
What's a moratorium?
The moratorium was the stay on evicting people. Yeah. So now they can start going through the process now. So
there's
I think September of last year.
There was
a moratorium for a while, and then they didn't have to pay rent, but then they had to start paying. But there's a lot of assistance.
Between COVID and just being black in general, they asked for everything but my dick size. Like they wanted everything. Yeah. And I was just like, I can live here. I proved that.
You moved in the middle of the pandemic too, right?
500 times.
I moved. That will not be steal, bro.
Yeah. I actually moved four. This will be my fourth time since COVID started. Since COVID.
In 2 years? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was one spot and then another spot, and then I left that spot. Now I'm moving into another spot.
I need you to text Fred for me too. Okay. He has some records. He was selling
vinyls.
It was a lot of, but just text him like, "Hey, to hear, wants to buy these immediately."
Okay.
All right, cuz.
Gotcha. But yeah.
Someone said Patrick is a rolling stone.
people really think I'm a squatter. Honestly, at this point, they were all legit moves. But
do you look like what do squatters look like? You think does Pat look like a squatter?
Present like decent people. I mean, the same way
that's
you
how
go
they trick
to
you.
A,
they present
a job,
like decent people.
Yeah. A job interview. You're like, yeah, I can do this job. You get there and you half-ass it.
Mm-hmm. How far are we from an ad, because this next one is a little bit on the crazy side.
You know what? Let's just go ahead and do it. Sorry, guys. I'm not finna just.
It's his birthday.
Ooh, do a
birthday.
Pet type ad.
That's
right! Hey!
That was such a good cue. Were you waiting? Were you waiting? Did you hear us and you were waiting? Surprise guest. Tahir don't know shit. Tahir don't know shit.
I don't know what's going on. He thinks
he's so hard to trick.
Yeah. I came by wearing gifts.
There's a gift.
All right.
Dion Lack.
Dion
producer,
Lack.
Comedian, uh-huh. Studio runner extraordinaire. Writer. Yeah.
Nice studio.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
LTE studio. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I need some help. And if you feel like you need some help, you should check out BetterHelp, guys.
No.
Listen, here's the thing. You don't have to wait until something's going wrong to get therapy, okay? Actually, why would you wait? If you know that you just need someone to talk to, you need someone to be an ear, whether it's for personal things that may be going on, emotional things that may be going on, whatever it is, check out BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online therapy. And let's be honest, relationships take work. Whether it's work relationships, it's personal relationships, family relationships, it doesn't matter. And sometimes you find yourself in a hard place. You don't know who to talk to. And that's why I encourage you guys to check out BetterHelp, because you can get matched with a licensed therapist in under 48 hours. And I'm telling you, as somebody who's been a part of traditional offline therapy, it never happens that fast. But how long did it take you to find your therapist the first time?
Traditional?
Yeah.
Oh, that took a couple months.
Weeks, if not months. Like, and it took me my third therapist before I actually matched with someone. BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if need be. So trust me, this month BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, and that's the one that you have with yourself. Whether it's hitting the gym, making time for your haircut, or even trying therapy, you are the greatest asset, all right? So invest the time and the effort into yourself, and please do it for yourself, not for other people, all right? I want you guys to go to BetterHelp.com/DIYS and get 10% off your first month. That's right, 10% off your first month when you go to BetterHelp.com/DIYS. And give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. I'm a big fan of it, a big proponent of it. Do it. Try it out. Give yourselves a shot. You deserve it.
That's probably the most efficient,
Shit.
That's well, that was yours, but
this one. This is mine. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we go this right back into it.
Who's this for? Dion.
This is me.
Dion shot. We took shots.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
what if I pour this in
here,
that?
Yes, I was trying to get your catch your eye to give your to get your.
I don't drink, so what if I pour this in that just to combine? Is that a problem?
You don't
not
drink.
A problem.
You what are you,
don't
a
take
cop?
Shots, you mean?
I mean, I don't do it. Like I know, I don't know what.
No, don't is, mix it. It's white and it's white and dark.
It's white and black. What does that mean?
Take a shot.
You a cop?
You a cop? Fucking narc.
Take a shot.
That's a clean cup. So if you don't want
it, well,
give
is it dirty? What do you mean?
No, I was just saying, like, since you haven't used it.
No,
yet,
no, I'm just saying, like, I'm a person that's like, yeah, if we eat ice cream and cake, I want to eat them together.
Oh, go wait, ahead. Are you gonna drink it or not?
What's yeah. the deal?
Oh, I thought he said I didn't drink.
Hey,
cheers. Be difficult, Dion.
All right, here we go. Okay. All
right,
raising the roof.
What up, Dion?
I don't like bakers. I just forgot to bring my bottle to tell him what to do.
My pubes just grew back.
All right.
Okay.
Didn't need to.
There was a lot to unpack there.
I was gonna say,
why is it one?
I was going to say put hair on my chest, but like, it went down low. It came back out.
But you also said grew back.
As in, like I manscaped. Speaking of manscaped.
That'd be crazy. They're not paying us this episode, but that would be crazy. Our viewers would be like, there's a lot of ads. today.
Back to back. Go ahead, Pat. Well,
actually, I want
to. Are you amazed by some of the people that follow you on Instagram?
I'm looking at you.
Pat?
Huh?
Are you amazed by some of the people?
Oh, absolutely. Every single time.
I didn't know that, what's her name from, Mary. Erica Campbell follows me.
Really?
I found out that, Steph Curry follows me.
And
what? That's what's
up. Yeah, T.I. knew was following me, but he really engages with me more than I thought. Like, he wished me happy birthday on a video.
Oh, nice.
Of us.
Who was it?
Super cool.
T.I.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
well,
man.
I mean, he did your show.
He did.
Check out Wording is Hard with T.I.
He did Wording is Hard?
Yeah, he did Wording is Hard.
Oh, shit.
He's one of the first virtual guests that we had. He was actually the first virtual guest that we had.
That's super dope because, like, we know he's crazy smart and he uses big words, but I'm not sure if he can spell them. Can he spell amicably?
He be mine.
That would be
amicably. That's not a hard word.
Yeah. Amicably ain't hard?
It's not.
It's hard to say.
Towards the middle, it's crazy.
It's not. Just saying it is hard. Spelling it is easy.
Amicably.
I think that's ambiance. You just spell ambiance.
Ambiance has a Y.
Ain't
no Y. Ain't no Y?
Yes.
No, there's a Y.
You're right. I'm just saying ambiance doesn't have a Y in it.
All right.
I think you just spelled imbecile.
What's up, Dion?
What's up, brother?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling stupendous.
Stupendous.
Yeah. Dion just had a birthday, too.
Yeah.
You had a birthday?
Stupendous. My birthday was
Sunday.
Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Yeah, man.
What'd you do?
Thank you. I just had like a little get together with the friends.
Okay.
You know?
Got a little. Yeah.
It was very last minute. Yeah. I didn't want to do nothing, but it was like, do it. You're turning 40. I'm like, oh.
This was the big 4-0?
Yeah. And I was, you know, you feel like you, like you want to be further along at 40.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, I wanted to tell people I'm 40 and I'm just kind of like just there.
Birthdays get really stressful after 25.
Man.
You're just like, damn, I'm already 27 and I'm not a millionaire. Like, nigga, what?
I mean, that dude Ryan on YouTube, that kid. He's like $27 million in.
And he's eight.
So it doesn't. He's, maybe not anymore, but it hurts your feelings.
That's called a Kruger law. Like, your parents had to have that money, though.
He made it.
He makes it.
He made it. But yeah. I'm going to throw my son all over YouTube.
I would. That's why I don't want kids, because I know too much about content. They would be slaves. I know how to get all the brand
deals.
Do
you know that actually happened? There was a family that had foster kids, and they were basically doing that, making them make videos, make money.
On YouTube?
Yeah, but they were abusing the kids as well.
Aww.
Well, yeah.
As in striking them? Or like,
man, it was like deprivation of things. Mm. But it was, I mean, it's abuse, not
just.
Let's
define abuse. Because Joe Jackson created
some
superstars.
I will define it by coming across the table, Dion. Dion Lack. You know,
you can't make
bully.
Diamond without pressure. Michael Jackson is a diamond with a lot of pressure.
I am Dion's bully. I will come show you abuse.
I know you will.
Ew.
No, but that's congratulations, man. 40, that's big. I'm doing meth on my 40th.
Oh.
I'm trying something new.
What drug would you actually want to do, honestly?
None.
Dude, you do drugs.
Yeah, but I do stuff to me that's not drugs.
Let me ask you that. What drugs, like?
Hard drugs?
Like, as in, like, I want to do it, like, on a low. Like
acid.
Nothing.
But, like, acid, don't no, yeah. No side effects.
Acid.
No
acid.
Side effects?
Okay, of course you got it. Hey! Hey! Oh! Everybody's here!
Guest number two!
We're doing drugs?
Yeah, we out here.
We got motherfucking Tiff Ram in the building.
Tiff Ram. Oh, wow. There's a lot going on, guys.
Hey.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Tahir just found out how many texts he wasn't a part of. This nigga was stripped of the group chat.
I evidently was.
Tiff, you
can sit here. Sherry Barnes, I want to do shrooms. Well, we tried shrooms in Jamaica, but it did not work for us.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a bad batch.
Here's the thing.
I want some Nine Perfect Strangers type shit to happen
drugs,
to me.
Drugs are like anything taboo that you get into for the first time. And I feel like anytime somebody tries something that's quote-unquote taboo, they do it by themselves, and then they say, oh, I hated it, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. But if they have a curator or somebody who's been through it and knows exactly how to do it,
yeah.
I feel like that's the best way into anything that's uncomfortable. See, well, even them, they have a Native American walking around with them, telling them what to do and where to throw up and all that.
A shaman?
Yeah.
That's what's called a shaman. Supervisor kind of let you know, like, okay.
Supervisor? Man. That's the Native American?
Yeah. So it's kind of like,
Feel
the breeze through your nostrils, feel the sand. They kind of navigate.
Talk to that
way.
Wolf.
Shit like that.
I feel like I've tried everything that I'm going to try and cut back even.
Yeah. You have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but we have good reason to, so yeah.
The only thing I'm doing right now is
weed. Yeah.
And then on occasion, I'll do acid or shrooms.
Okay.
I think
but it has to be very curated.
Crack gets a bad rap.
Huh?
Crack gets a bad rap.
Okay, let's
explain.
No.
He said acid very casually. Also, I was like, acid.
I never done it.
Acid's great.
I never done it, but that's the only drug that's like, whoa. Everybody say I done it.
Crack?
Yeah. What? Oh, heroin. That's another one.
Wait, did you just say you did
what
crack?
What are we talking about?
I've never done crack. I'm saying out of all the drugs.
You said it got a bad rap.
Yes.
I think it gets the perfectly level. Yeah. I think its rap is appropriate.
As in, like, if somebody said, you know what? I used to do acid. I'm like, okay. But somebody's like, I do crack. Like, whoa. It's like, it goes down like, whoa.
Well, no, I know fully functioning crackheads that have, like, businesses and stuff.
Wow.
But that's usually not the case.
Really?
And I've never done acid or weed and thought, I'm going to sell my car to get more.
Or suck dick.
Man,
to get
go
more.
Man, immediately to that. Well, if I do it one time, I'm not selling my body.
From a cheeseburger, I got these cheeseburgers to, man, I suck your dick.
The stereotype.
I don't ever want anything that makes me strong enough to say it to Pat. Well, hey, man. I suck your dick for $20.
But the crackhead that chooses to suck dick has a ride home.
Wait.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Wait.
I don't.
I lost.
Please.
That.
Compared to the dude who sold his car for the drugs.
I got you. What the dude?
The crackhead that sucked a little dick has some trauma and some memories to wipe away. But
so you're saying
they drive home.
Go to a foreign neighborhood. Like, I got this mouth for sale.
A mouth?
Why was the neighborhood being foreign a part of it?
Because you don't want to suck.
You want to suck
dick. Yeah, you want to suck dick in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
You're like, oh,
I want to suck dick. I'm not worried about the locals.
But then, you know your people. It's like, I'd rather suck a
I'm
familiar
about
dick,
sucking dick around
for
the
drugs
corner
than a stranger dick.
No. No, you walking around doing good and that. He text somebody while he getting his dick sucked. Yeah, I got to get y'all dick sucked by this nigga.
I'm just saying, the crackhead.
Hey, stay right here, homie. I got some people coming up.
Actually, that happens. There's a little, like, parks that, like, the gay boys go to, and if there's like a good partner like that's giving good head, or like a transgender person that's like really that's the bomb, funny. They'll text other people. They'll be like a line.
Wow.
Stop.
A line.
A line
for head.
Hey, y'all hurry up, man.
Like voodoo donuts type line.
I'm sorry. Whole shit aside, though, that would be a huge morale booster if you had if your shit was around the. the block? And you're just like, oh, we sold out tonight. My mouth is at capacity.
You finish up, you're like, all right, well, that'll be 20.
Start canceling right. things.
I just got to know what I just got to know.
Word got out. It seems word got out.
Get up, grabbing your purse like, oh, work was a lot today.
Nigga blew up.
I just want to let y'all know price going up.
Right. Yesterday's price is not.
Last dick suck price is not the new dick suck price.
The last dick price? Hang on, I thought it was $20. Yeah, but I mean, you see this line.
it'd be like a grocery store stick. They put inflation. It right there, like, after this line.
Right. It's window closed.
Have niggas doing vlogs. Right when I was at the front. You see how they do it over here? Right when I was at the front.
It's racist.
This nigga's gonna close my window.
Oh, the stupidity.
Throat goat energy.
That's a serious thing. That's the throat goat energy.
I'm sure people are still challenging Superhead. Like, word on the street is like, dude, I don't
shoot,
do that
I'll
no more.
Challenge
Superhead.
Old news,
I don't do
though.
That no more.
Old news. I feel like porn stars have done crazier things. But she was innovative. I feel like she was like the Richard Pryor of Vixen Horse.
Yeah.
She's like,
she
you know,
made
her
Mr.
Work
Marcus
is...
pull back, and I ain't never seen that nigga pull back from nobody. Yeah, Mr. Marcus. Whoa. He's like playing off with the lamb, like, oh, no. She's like, no, you running? And she was dead ass serious. Yeah. Like, oh, you running?
She was like, no, come here.
I was very impressed.
I had a DVD that had, it almost had character arc in it. It had, like, it started with that Superhead. And this was the first porno I've ever seen fade to black. No, nigga. Like, after he, like, finished early, it faded to black, and then it went to, like, two other pornos and then came back.
Yes.
Was this in the I've role? Never seen this.
Was this the one where he was by the pool on the...
It started outside?
Yeah.
Yep.
But then it was another one where he was... Because he fucked her twice and she made him run. The second one was, like, they were
That
in
was
the
all
room,
the same thing, right?
But the air conditioner was in the window and it was kind of, like, tilted or something.
How do you know that?
Remember that.
That's
weird. Did you watch it this morning?
Nicole, what?
Oh my goodness.
They had the wood walls. I remember thinking, like, man, what kind of room is that?
You know, men need the last 2 hours or they don't get paid. You know that, right?
Wait, what?
That's
what?
Crazy.
What?
Men need the last 2 hours in the porn or they don't get paid.
Wow.
How? I was like, that's. Yes, because they
really only
to
know
a
few people in my life that could make that cutoff.
But during the
breaks.
Shoot.
Yeah, there's breaks.
They definitely, like, hold up.
Oh, they do have fluffers. Yeah. They do get breaks. Yeah, that's
what do the fluffers do? Do they use their hands or their...
Listen, I have no idea.
Imagine the guy was like,
for my own recovery purposes, I don't really be delving into the porn industry.
Let me live, man. It was an hour and 45 minutes. I'm sorry, bro. You know the contracts, man.
You know what's crazy? I heard that in porn... the dudes, it's so competitive to be like a dude in porn that like, it's so competitive that they be fucking with each other. So if there's like more than one dude in a scene, they'll say stuff to each other to like throw each other off mentally.
Get on soft.
Exactly.
To get on soft.
They'll, like literally just like, hey.
That's it? Damn.
Your girlfriend got some good ass box or some shit like that. Or just like some wild stuff.
I was like, see, my mind is, I'm so such a fucking villain. The first thing I was like, yeah, I can't wait to fuck you, my boy.
That's
gonna throw off your wrist.
That's wild.
Can you get to hear it from behind me?
That nigga would talk to the director.
Shout out to the Mormon
across the room pointing at
they
you.
They just got me a $100 gift card to Bourbon Steak. It's my favorite.
Oh,
Bourbon Steak. It's my favorite.
Come on, Mormon.
It's so delicious there.
Oh, my God.
It is.
We got to go.
It's a steak. Tax bracket.
It's a steak.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's my favorite.
It is a very high
world.
Tax bracket.
It's called what?
Bourbon steak.
I heard of bourbon.
And I've heard of steak.
So wait, the alcohol's in the steak? They cook it with alcohol?
No, that's just the name of it. But the steaks are, they're given like a butter bath. So they're just sitting in butter. Just
that's the best kind of bath.
Before you
it's
even
the best
like,
kind of
before you order it. Before you order it. So it's all that. Yo.
That's so cool.
That's so,
I just picture the steak in like a bath.
The adjective?
Like a little...
Texting
like Rev Run. You want well done
froth,
or medium?
They froth the butter to like a little little
shout
little
to
tub bath.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it.
Mom took care of that. The balloons, the food.
Oh, right, yeah. Almost rocked.
Serious? Normal.
Thank you. But I was running behind, and I know how Tahir feels about time.
Hippie, ladies and gentlemen.
I figured since this was a surprise.
Yeah. They didn't hear me, but the Moore Mob took care of the balloons.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Gift card, everything.
I appreciate
we legit have some of the coolest
supporters ever
supporting us. It's ridiculous.
Jesus Christ.
It's never. It's
I'm crying under these glasses. Y'all can't see it, but I'm crying. I've been crying the whole episode.
And them tears are salty.
I'm big on this crap.
What's that shirt here?
He over here kissing his tears.
Oh yeah, Farrah's here. Yeah, she was.
Oh, what you got?
New merch alert! Okay. New merch alert! You know what I'm saying? I didn't spell hustle wrong. That's LTE.
Okay.
LTE.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Okay. Cute.
Wait, what? Come what's on, the LTE?
Lactose Entertainment, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Hey.
It's to match the face, the yellow. You know, I was
unnecessary, but I appreciate it.
Is anyone anyone ever like Hustly? Hustly?
Anyone? Hustly. Oh, Hustly Harder.
Now I gotta wear the shirt and I'm like, no, he did it on purpose. I gotta put on like how my name is, he
That's
did it on purpose.
It's a different font.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he got it. He was like, yeah,
I got it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. I wanna ask you guys something. We got a relationship coach in here.
Oh.
So,
Hey! Who we got here?
Another one!
Hey!
Another one!
Yeah, when the light hit that light.
Hey! Yo, here, dog. Yes. Happy birthday, man. Thank you for everything you've done.
You can't hear me. Put the mic on.
Great person, man. Oh, you can't hear me. Yeah, you're a great person, dog. I got you.
You say bye-bye.
Got you a little bit of something.
Hey! Yeah!
Oh, man!
DeLeon, Kenan Baker, everybody.
Oh, not that KB!
Oh! That's hard.
I love the bucket.
And I know Tyler.
And we got the DBZ reference. Yo. Come on, Keenan. Come on, Keenan.
I don't know what you wear.
Oh, yeah, I can't be wearing hats. But I mean, I appreciate the merch. That shit fire as hell.
But I got you some condoms. What do you got to do anything?
Happy birthday again, brother, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy, man. Of course, dog.
You,
absolutely, bro. Yes.
Y'all are showing out today.
Yeah. Keenan Baker, ladies and gentlemen.
Showing the fuck out, okay? Stop it. I can't take no goddamn more by my threshold. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, it's like.
You got your what?
By my threshold. Threshold.
Shots, everybody.
Oh,
hey.
I don't know what a threshold is, but let's fill these.
Yeah.
All right,
well.
Oh, shit.
Don't throw that, man.
I didn't know that's what like, I signed up for. Down.
What? Don't leave my name out your mouth.
All right, well, while she does that, let me just let you guys know, I have a hard time relaxing, okay? I don't
know how to. Oh, like I don't know that.
All right, but here's the thing. The point of that is just to say that I don't know my.
I know.
The point of that is just to say I've been looking for any type of thing that can help me relax, help me take my mind off of work, help me just be present in the moment. And I am so excited about Lumi Labs and their new microdose gummies. I have found an amazing tool to help me unwind, unpack, and unplug from the day. Because I am one of those type of people, while I'm doing something, I'm probably thinking about six or seven other things that I need to do. Mm-hmm. I need to send this email. I need to read over the script. Did I send this out? Whatever it may be, I'm one of those people. And Farrah can attest to this. She has to live with me. She has to see. She literally would see my face. She'd be like, what you thinking about? I'm like, no. I was about to go to sleep. You're lying. Because I can't unplug, man. But thanks to Lumi, man, I've been able to relax a lot more at home, be present at home, be more present for her, more present for the kid, and it is amazing, man. So I want to let you guys know, check out Lumi. You will not be disappointed, all right? Microdose is available nationwide, all right, the Microdose Gummies. And if you go to microdosegummies.com, use the code DIYS, you will get free shipping and 30% off your first order. You understand me? 30% off. Nobody else is giving you 30% off your first order. Nobody.
except for microdose gummies. So go over there right now, check them out. If you've been having a hard time relaxing, a hard time unplugging, a hard time just when you get home, you still feel like you got the anxiousness of the day on you, check them out right now. You will not be disappointed. Again, go to microdosegummies.com. Use the code DIYS to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. All right? You will not be disappointed.
You know, it'd be a good idea if they had odd number of percentages off of items. Like 29% off. Mm. Like, what?
That doesn't feel good, though.
But I mean, 31% off then.
Still.
No? Versus 30%?
If you're going to say, if you're going to go above 30, give me 40.
But an odd 35. Number because it makes people talk like, why would they do 32%?
Not for discounts because they can't do the math in their head. The psychology is for the opposite direction, like $5.99 instead of $6.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if somebody say, if I say, listen, we were going to give you 30%. We're going to give you 31%.
I don't know that math.
It doesn't matter. I gave you 1 more percent. I gave you 1 more percent because I like you.
It's just percentages is too difficult.
Patrick said percentages are too difficult.
They are. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, it'd be better than fractions. We're going to give you 22 over 7.
All right.
Oh, my God. Fractions.
Speaking of fractions, you know, I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, speaking of percentages, the percentage of stuff we learned in school that I have no idea. Like, at the time, I was just like, okay, I'm learning this for the test. But now it's just like half of math, never half used. Of history was fake. That they, like, I'm thinking of like pre-Cal. Like, why were they teaching us this instead of right. taxes?
Yes. Yeah.
Taxes, man. Yeah.
And money management. Mm.
I literally did Stocks. Taxes for the first time two years ago.
Oh,
not, no sense not for the first time in life. They never taught us how to do our first own taxes.
Right. As an independent. Mm. As
everybody has to
I
pay
know,
taxes.
I don't know any of that stuff.
Listen, you learn so much once you have to pay taxes as an entity. Not just like as a W-2 employee. Like, you got to do it, like, you got to claim everything. You work for different projects, and they all sending out that honor. You be like, oh, I'm finna go to jail.
I get why.
Did you guys do your shot? Jesus. Sorry, no, real quick.
You remember, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally?
Yeah, he messed up.
Yes.
Hem does?
Yeah.
The does. Shit that we haven't needed.
Never used that.
Ever yeah. since.
You never say, hold up.
Never on the highway, like, oh, exponents.
right.
Exponents. Exponents comes next. Right. There's never been like an exit sign that was like solve for X.
Cheers, man. Everybody, that's just shit. Where's my sparkling water? Because Jesus Christ, you guys are trying to kill me. Cheers,
we think I got a Mr. Armstrong.
I have a show tonight, goddamn it.
I've got cake in this one.
You have a cake shop?
Cake in a cup? Okay.
That's different. Yum. All right, so I got some fun stuff to talk about. Relationship stuff. Awkward relationship stuff.
Ooh. Now we're cooking with grease.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So,
my favorite place.
One of the people I follow posted this cool thread. Somebody tweeted, "What's the most you've ever done for a man that wasn't your man?"
Mm.
Oh. Is it for us as well?
This question is for you guys, but I just want to give you guys some examples.
Oh.
Of the,
I think I saw
it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
It was.
Number one, I met a random guy on a train and lent him 950 pounds. He fingered me on the train, never saw him again. That's just the first one.
That's a gigolo.
Wait,
that's a male gigolo. He listen.
Saw a dude on the train, lent him money, he fingered her, and got off
that's
on
a
first
Tinder
Street.
Swindler. He figured out a way to.
He got that money and then for a finger bang.
Yes.
And it was on the train, which gross.
That was a contra
gross. Code.
Like before he did that, he touched a rail.
He about to say his hands
cooties
were not
are
clean.
Real, everybody. In like, fact.
All right.
Let me tell you something. Every woman has a contra code.
Hilarious.
Up, down, left, right, A, B. So she said, oh my God, but I'm wet. Here's money.
Yeah.
Finger me.
But how about never. If that controller was never? Full of disease?
That code.
That's a deal breaker.
Everyone can get game.
All right, how about this one? This one's actually worse.
Worse?
I bought my own engagement ring.
Oh, shit, I did read this too.
He was cheating the whole time.
Mm.
I found out a month into the marriage. Okay.
Wow.
And she bought the ring. Wow. Number three. This one's crazy. I paid his bills in his house, even when he was ghosting me for 2 weeks at a time.
What? Why?
This went on for 5 months. Let me tell you something. If I'm paying the bills, I need a grand rising text every morning. Ghosting?
Yeah, yeah.
I need two. I'm paying right. for 2 weeks of rent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the premise was, what the crazy thing you ever done for your man that's not your man?
Yeah.
All these sound like they're men.
No.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
That guy randomly on the bus.
The first one wasn't.
He's
first one,
you?
Random dude on a train.
But shit, I bought my own engagement ring.
Engagement ring. Yeah, well, I guess they meant it wasn't her man because he was cheating the whole time.
Maybe that's wasn't it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
this other dude was just collecting rent and talking to her whenever.
I didn't say we were together.
Thank you. These people sound unattractive.
Damn.
Thank you.
This one is wild, okay? I don't even know what scenario would make me feel like I should say this.
Shots.
Oh, is it for me too?
I think it's just for me.
Okay.
Because I don't want to drink no more. I'm going to be quiet for the
rest
of the
episode. If you
don't want to
drink no more, y'all must have drank a lot before I got here.
Mm-mm.
Surprise. No. Okay, this one.
Show tonight.
Wait. I'll do it after this. Mm-hmm. Surprised him with gear. Old term. Gear and 10th row tickets to see his favorite football team. Just for him to tell me, we can't go because I don't look good enough to be out with him. But damn. It's the thought that counts.
Damn.
So, I told you these were unattractive females. What are y'all doing in these streets?
Wait. But even so, that's
wild for saying that.
They're still people.
He didn't go. Because of that, that's why. He, like,
that's extra wild. Cause I know he's smashing on the low, just mm-hmm. just quietly. Yeah. And reality is, she had a mask on, my boy. You mean like this is ugly? This from here to here
but
is ugly.
You can't she's you like, can't here, this is body. Probably an old example from like 10 years ago, you and she just tweeted it in to join the thread.
Can't put a mask on the body, brother. How you been but, with no titties, no ass?
That's so unfortunate.
Wow.
But
how a lot you flat chested? No butt, 465.
None of that is
for everybody's life. Like, wow.
That's crazy.
You were in a shape as an H.
An H? He's the H.
You know what's crazy? I went in my brain from capital H to lowercase h, and I didn't know which one it was, but they're both funny. They're both really funny.
Lowercase is her cankles.
Lowercase. Lowercase is like that Capri Sun body.
Oh, my God.
We'll be hitting around 35. I would just give, like, strong this is my auntie vibes, you know?
Wow. Mm.
But you would still go, right?
Yeah, I'd go.
I've definitely been in public with people that I'm
you have
not
side,
attracted to.
You've had side names before that you just
I've had mains and sides. I've been to side. I've done all the positions at this point, I think. Yeah.
Public and private is very, very exclusive.
Yeah. But I mean, when someone like me is out with someone who doesn't look like they're out with me, people just make the assumption like, oh, that's a sugar daddy situation.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm comfortable in that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, he's
at the movies.
Things.
Yes, at a Rams game when it's HD LED lights. You on a jumbotron?
Yes,
oh, shit, that's what we doing.
People
everybody
know.
See me now. You're like, oh, wow. Put the mask on. No killing cam. No.
For a sugar baby, because now all the other sugar daddies know, like, oh, she roll like that. They might like low key try to swoop you, like, what are he paying monthly? I can up it. I'll charge. You know, like for me, he doing $5,000.
Wow.
I would do $10,000. Well, honey, let me get back to you.
But for me, like I would openly date an old lady. Like I feel like I've. Yep.
Define like sex. Vintage or just like 10 years older than you.
Vintage.
10 years older than you, or like 79.
Vintage is that old.
Gray and the pussy hairs. 79.
Gray and like the pussy hairs.
Wait, not that.
But the thing is, I've been joking about having a sugar mama for so long that if the opportunity aroused.
Aroused.
No, that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
If the opportunity aroused, I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'd be, first of all, funny to be in public like that.
Right. Is this your mom?
No. But I wouldn't date an old black woman. That's disrespectful. That's our elders.
Right, an old white woman.
That's
an old white woman?
That's our elders.
He
respect.
Wants it to be obvious. Yeah.
It would have, yeah, obvious.
Exactly.
I need the obviousness.
I'm smashing respectfully.
90-year-old Asian woman. Clearly rich. She has to be clearly rich. You know what I mean? It can't be like on some like, you know,
like
she's
a yacht,
all,
and
you know,
all your friends come.
No,
to.
Like fabulous old lady.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And then I have an ice to match, so it's like, oh, she's paying for this.
Yeah, yeah.
I try it out. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because it's like you get to get new food experiences, like mm-hmm. Outback, Sizzler.
Oh. Would you take down?
This is your idea of. Oh,
would you take down Kris Jenner?
He lost me.
Kim's mom. Would you date
mom.
Her? Yeah, the
oh,
mom.
Kris, yes. Let me.
Is that a that's a sugar mommy?
I mean, yes. She's older than you.
She she's yeah. like 65
Kris
years old.
Jenner?
Yes.
Absolutely. Are you serious? That's the top. That's
already,
as good as you can
she's
get.
She's had a black boyfriend yeah, that was yeah, about
oh,
yeah.
you saw, oh, you saw it in his face. Yeah. You saw it in his face immediately.
Her skin is pulled back like. Her skin is pulled back like pitbull.
I don't care.
Pitbull neck.
I don't care. I
got
don't
a
care.
Chip clip back there just holding
up. She was no. off top.
You're gonna get marketing advice just from hanging around.
Let me tell you something. They better not come over while we smash it, cause I'm showing out. I'm jumping from the top turnbuckle.
Oh man!
Hold your ankles.
Mm-hmm. I would openly date her mother.
I am putting blue chew
oh,
and a solution
Grandma's
and injecting it straight into the bloodstream.
No blue chew
Kris
for sugar
Jenner's
mamas.
Mom's name is MJ.
They don't care.
I'm trying to kill nobody.
They don't care.
And MJ's still popping too. MJ's yeah. still alive and kicking. Grandma,
Kris Jenner's mom.
Her name is MJ.
Oh,
she's
I was just
on
kidding,
the show.
Guys.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Old women would put you out, though.
Huh?
I'm down with you, baby.
She looked all right for however the hell old she is.
You'd be like, can I sleep a little bit? Nah, get on out of here.
I'm down with
you. You're like,
kick me out.
All right.
Tell me my Uber's here and throw my panties at me.
I my panties. Hurry up when my grandson gets here. She doesn't want to see you.
When my grandson gets here, he's your age.
Oh, my God. Y'all so stupid.
I came. Oh, I'm sorry God. You didn't.
Is that the last one? Let me see.
But wait, you all didn't say. What's the thing you bought somebody?
Oh, yeah. You did ask us a question.
We
started reading it.
Oh, the wildest thing you guys did for a non-significant other? There's somebody you were into?
Oh, that the punchline is we were into them,
Or it was a thing. Oh, because this is it doesn't have to be positive at all. This one says hiding his gun in my purse when we got pulled over and having them search my purse.
Oh,
and he told the cops it was mine so he wouldn't get arrested and I got in trouble instead.
Oh Lord,
that's wild as hell.
No wow. jail.
But
crime,
essentially,
no.
This is simping for men.
Hmm?
This is
maybe
simping for men that failed miserably. Mm-hmm. As yeah. in like, hey, sweetheart, you want to go to the Dodgers game? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, can we after this go to like blah, blah, blah? She's like, no. Damn, that's the craziest thing I ever did. I bought a $600 ticket. I'm next to the mayor of Los Angeles. You know, it's like, that's the craziest thing I think when you simping and it failed without an actual smash.
Interesting.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not. I feel like every man has done that
right.
to some extent. Yeah. But it's really about the extent, you know what I mean? It's the extent, because going out to dinner with a girl and spending a lot at dinner and then it not happening, that's normal. Like,
yeah,
dinner doesn't mean
well
vagina, you
yeah
know.
Right?
No, it doesn't. But like doesn't. At the same time, it's like there are people who do things that you would really only do for somebody who's
right.
Hold on. Uh-oh. Sherry Barnes just said, I paid to get his car out of repo.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Oh, damn. Wow.
I'm going to say, I gifted, after breaking up with him, I gifted one of my exes a trip to Atlanta and to tour all the HBCUs,
oh,
like
shit.
His
oh,
hotel, boy. His airplane, and his car rental.
And you didn't go with him?
Mm-mm.
You just...
He just said, I always wanted to go. He did a lot while we were together, and so like I gifted that to him.
I can say this, though. I did get a timeshare with the girl. We broke up a month after that.
You had to do a meeting?
Yeah. They got us.
They got you? Oh, because I'm the queen of hell no.
A free trip to Vegas.
And they got you on the alley-oop on the timeshare.
You know who sold it to me? Stoney Jackson.
Who the hell is that? That sounds make up.
Right. Stoney Jackson. No.
That sounds like a cartoon.
Stoney Jackson
right.
is...
Stoney Jackson right there on the block.
Actor.
He has one hand.
Look him up, y'all. Stoney Jackson is the... remember when CB4 was like, go King Beef, go King. He had like, and he had a little kick, the little Alaskan guy.
I wish they could see your hips wiggling right
now.
Why?
No, I'm not doing that.
Anywho, he sold it to me as in like, this is property. You can have people rent it out, and now this is generated income. So if you have a location, you have people come there, and it can be free money monthly because you can keep renting it out. No
he
one
didn't
never
explain
rented
how
out.
Complicated mm-hmm. it is
no
to
one
let
never
other people
it
use
out.
Your
no
timeshare.
No one never rented
they
it out.
Got,
he definitely showed
they
how
got ass like that, too.
Yeah, yeah. They got you, too?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's unfortunate.
But when we broke up, a month after that, I paid for the whole entire thing. without even saying, hey, you should be paying this too.
Your name on here.
Yeah. So I think that's the crazy thing I've done.
So you guys went half while you were together? And
yeah.
Then
but
when
really
she...
you went home. Yeah.
And then how long did you have it after that, though?
I just paid it off 3 years ago.
We oh, shit.
It was 10 years. 10 years. Yep.
You still have it?
Shit.
Yep.
Holy Lord.
I was paying the minimum. So it definitely went up. It went from 10,000 to like 13,000 when I got done paying it.
Oh, a wow. month?
No. The total of the timeshare.
God,
the total was 10,000 and ended up being 13,000 because I didn't pay the maximum.
And you own it now?
I own it.
Oh,
but it's trash now, man, because that was before Airbnbs.
Right, that's what it sounded like.
Mm. It's trash. Timeshares are trash now. Yeah. They're going to flop.
Yeah,
absolutely. Hey! When the light hit the ice, it twinkle and glisten.
What's that twinkle and
glisten? Why was that cute?
Y'all look at Tahir's face, though. He can't take it no more.
I'm not taking another shot.
We got Young Dom in the building. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hi.
You want to sit here?
Why is everybody trumping my
mic? You want to share a mic with your boy?
I dropped that on the floor, Dom. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This feels like telling my
girl.
Hey, you can sit down. I don't be standing up during these things. It might be cool.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's fine. It's
right, girl?
It's
crazy
because I was just about to sign off. I was literally about to sign off the...
Hell no.
No, we still here.
Hell
no.
We going to midnight.
Line up a shot to make sure he don't sign off.
I am not doing another shot.
Line it up. Make sure he don't leave.
I would have got an Uber.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Where are we?
Well, you get a side.
Oh, man.
You smell ravishing.
Cartier.
Some mini cigars. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? From the Dominican Republic. Dom was just there for her birthday.
Those are Cuban Slim Jims.
Boy, shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are light skin and mild. Those are light skin and mild.
Do you need help?
I do. They've been trying
to
kill me.
What did they do to you?
They've been trying to kill me, dog.
Yeah, I've been here a little over an hour.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration.
That's called the East in French.
Okay.
How fitting.
Yeah. East St. Louis.
East Side.
Ooh, that motherfucker fire.
Thank you. What am I doing here?
I can't wait. We like that bitch. Oh, man, we got some real cigars in the
Damn.
No, no, I'm saying like regular size.
Some are just slim like me, and some are a little thicker.
Like
the ring gauge. The ring gauge is thick. I'm trying to get rid of my wittiness and quickness when it comes to the jokes. I think I did a good job.
It smells like it's
right. It's so many amazing things at once.
Are you sure you're not smelling me, Pat?
Oh,
it's Cartier.
For the second time.
Right. She smells good.
I can't.
Let me smell again.
No, you smell good. I was smelling the thing.
Let me smell. It's funny.
Oh, you gonna skip past me?
That's my baby.
Let me get some cheese.
Y'all see that? Skip past me.
Sure. Why not? You know. Smells like the pineapple this weekend. Had my stomach in the limbo.
I'm sorry.
It smells.
But in the limbo.
In the limbo. I texted Phoebe. I was like, where's my stomach?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. We ain't do nothing but read the Bible.
Is there
a hint of
pineapple in here?
We can talk about it later.
It's coconut. And maybe a little mango.
Mm.
Okay, I knew it had some tropical. Mm-hmm.
Just like it's proprietary blend.
Yeah.
Can I smell
secret.
It, please?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
It's a share the smells.
Can you pass that cheese tray?
Thank you for coming.
Pass the cheese like we used to do.
Hey. Oh, hi. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, Dom, we are talking about... the craziest things people have done for their significant other that was not their significant other for talking stage. Before we get the answer that you're embarrassed to say.
Yeah, her face is looking real suspect.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Ooh.
This one girl, Dina, said, bought him some Nike Vapor Maxes for Christmas because he told me he never gets anything for Christmas. Only for him to buy the same shoes for his girlfriend that I didn't know about, and they took matching pictures together, and he uploaded the pictures on IG. The shoes he had was from her. He bought the matching ones for his girlfriend.
Wow.
Wild as hell.
So how
this one's kind of similar. Said, bought him a gift and saw it on my friend's story.
my Lord. Ooh. Wow.
And then here's the last one. This one is by far the craziest. All the other ones are embarrassing, maybe, you know, expensive. This one put their career on the line.
Oh, Lord.
Lost my medical license.
Oh, my God.
Writing prescriptions for him and his friends. Okay.
Wow. Oh, if that's
ended,
her fault.
Wait. If that's where it ended, that would be crazy. But it keeps going. This was crazy.
Bad Boys.
He was the one who snitched on me to the boy.
Whoa!
Stop!
Okay, that first and foremost, he's stupid. He's clearly not a drug dealer.
Jesus Christ,
on your come up.
She didn't want
to
do it.
He was high as hell.
Right to say, she either decided not to do it anymore or just. Yeah, to stop fooling
with him. Do you know how long it takes to get a medical license?
Yo. Oh, my gosh. She's at
Walgreens. You have to go to school, then you have to go to school after that, and then you have to go to school after that.
Yo. And then an internship for free, being a doctor. Listen,
and he just wanted
wild.
To give your homie pills and lean.
But that was dumb, though.
Mad as fuck.
That was dumb.
Yo.
Dumb as hell.
That's that was probably the dumbest one we've heard.
No, for sure. The other ones were like, just silly me.
Yeah, that was
this
dumb.
One is like, take off your lab coat.
I did two things.
Oh,
come on.
And one of them required, like, I was going to get paid back both times. And so in college, you get paid back. Like, they were going to reimburse me. Like, that's always the thing. My college boyfriend didn't have money to buy books. And so I was like, I got a huge, like, refund. Here's the money to buy the books. Give me the money back when you're, like, all your stuff comes in. This nigga never paid me back for the books.
College
so,
books?
Yes. And college like books get really, really, yeah. get, like, crazy. Expensive.
Yeah.
So, I have been hounding him for years about this money. At this point, now I live in L.A. I get fired from Saks, and I don't have money. And I'm like, I need that $500.
Oh, boy.
So I was about to go to the extreme and blackmail him. Every time that he came to L.A., we were no longer dating. He was dating somebody else. Mm-hmm. He's still dating her. I have photos of him in my bed.
Oh, boy.
And so I was going to send her the photos of him mm-hmm. just to embarrass him because he wouldn't pay me back. Mm-hmm. And so I told him what I had. That Cash App came through real quick.
Can I tell y'all some illegal activity about college books? What y'all can do? Buy your college book at the bookstore. Leave the books in your dorm. Come back with the receipt.
Patrick, you so much.
Grab the books back from the shelf. Return that book.
Say that again.
That's a good one.
I do that all. Yeah. I did that when I was in college.
Wait, what'd you do?
So you buy the books up front normally.
Okay.
Say they were $500. Leave all those books at your dorm. Come back. It's chaos in the bookstore. Gather them same books in the bookstore.
You technically have a receipt, so you didn't
and you're
look like you stealing
those books.
Return the stolen ones and keep the ones you already bought.
Not the stolen ones.
No,
just ones
your
in the books.
Your books at the dorm.
Wait. They weren't scanning the books? Because if they scan it, won't come up with different
same, so it's the same barcode.
It's the same barcode.
Same barcode. So yeah. I will return
the same such barcode a great with an idea. Inventory amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
so
idea.
I will go to the store.
Like this one.
I will go back right. to the
it's
store,
like, yeah.
return it, and then when I'm done with the class, return the original.
So now you came on a come up with a bonus.
Back.
Yeah. Yep. Or if you're not illegal like
crazy.
That.
Boom, boom,
boom. Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Alcoholic. I was just trying to grab the cheese. I didn't know what thing was moving.
No, Jesus.
This guy wants cheese. So like,
you better eat all the cheese.
I said, there you go, Bella. Cheese.
Listen, Farron better be the only one in your bed tonight because all this goddamn cheese.
Somebody said, now.
Just don't do that to me.
Somebody said, now it's a party.
You can rent all academic books now on Amazon and return them.
Well, this is 2001.
I know, but I'm just saying, like...
You were in college in 2001?
Jesus, you ain't got to say it with so emphasis.
I love them.
So, yeah. I want to shout out my alma mater now.
Go
Elizabeth City State University. It's an HBCU.
Hey,
we could rent our books for $100 for the whole semester. You rent them, and then you just return them at the end. And then you don't have to be a criminal like D.O.
I don't have any books.
I'm just trying to help a soul.
Criminal. Yeah. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what we used to do. If they had them at the
he
library.
Spilled the communion.
Mm-hmm.
He spilled the communion. Why we don't have cheese with communion? If we're going to do crackers.
Hilarious.
What is that going to be? The blood of Christ. The body of Christ and then the what?
Because it could be the body.
I don't know. I don't know if it's out yet, but we did a Black People Don't Do Improv here.
Be the mucus.
I came on stage studios that we had to pitch... we had to pitch something, and we pitched like flavored wafers for communion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't say with dipping sauce.
Right, that'd be dope.
No dipping sauce.
Yeah, yeah. More condiments.
That's what I feel like.
That's the VIP section. So y'all communion into a 4 for 4 from when?
I think with all the miracles he's done, we should paint Jesus as more delicious.
Absolutely.
Along that line.
Black, you know he wasn't bland.
Facts. So along that line.
That's a. Exactly, and with all the special powers he had, that
and at this point, it should be COVID. It should be COVID friendly. Like, it should be in that little package.
Healing lepers and walking on water is powers.
Absolutely,
definitely powers.
So I feel like that would be a couple. You know,
Jesus dropping the next Marvel film.
I'm okay.
I don't want no one.
My ex used to, I'm hitting everything. My ex is. I was a pastor's kid, so I was in the church a very long time. But we were really just the church of us. Because that's a whole nother story. But anyways, it was just us in the church most of the time. And so she was like lazy or didn't prep for communion the once a month that we actually did communion. Maybe a few times we had chicken and biscuits, Jesus.
Oh boy.
chicken and biscuits as communion?
Mm-hmm.
You lying.
I'm not lying. With grape juice because she didn't believe in actual wine.
Wait, what was the portions they gave you?
It was like one full cracker.
And wait, you knew I was asking about the chicken.
No, that was the weird part. Biscuits cracker, not the actual chicken. Jeez.
Oh, chicken and a biscuit cracker.
Yes. Oh, chicken and biscuit flavored cracker.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I thought they gave you a piece of chicken
and a biscuit. That's what I loved.
You started hearing the murmurs around here. It's like, this shit is good.
Right. But we did end up having like Bible study at like Denny's and Perkins often. So yeah, it was a lot of Bible studies where I was eating like dinner or like banana nut muffins.
Were you raised in the Catholic Church or?
No, listen, this was my ex is Black. His mama was Black. And she was a church of herself, and we was
it a cult?
The House of Prayer, Praise and Worship Church. You know, like you know, the Black church was like 10 of y'all. It was really just like us, y'all. Like,
and wait, who was the prophet? Her?
She was the pastor.
If I pay
not pastor, prophet. Who are y'all talking about?
No, we used to go to another church for the prophetess, or we'd have a visiting prophet. Yes.
What was the church of her though? What was the
love
house
her? Of praise and prayer? Prayer House of Prayer and Praise Church. Yes. No, listen, it's been a long time since I even had to reference that church. Listen. Okay, my tithes used to pay the rent to keep the church together.
If I pay more tithes, I think I should definitely have a different flavor type of cracker than a nigga who ain't paying it all. We should not be all exclusively.
No, no.
It should be a VIP.
The God, we equals, okay?
You said eyes of God
of
Lord.
What does that look like? Are you walking up with like a little card that's like, oh, I'm a gold member.
Yes!
So I
guess.
That's what it is. Y'all bullshitting, but this is a great business model for church.
Yes.
If you paid, if people are going to pay anyways.
Is it Scientology, basically?
Yeah, like give me the blood like this, and give me like a pack of crackers, like some cheeses.
Blood and a Dixie cup?
He like, look at y'all little
blood Christ.
Eating corners.
Have y'all ever had communion at like a Catholic church, though?
Yes.
No.
It is the most traumatic.
All that chanting?
It's not even that. It's just that all of them drink off the same cup. And it's real wine.
The same wine.
It's
real wine. They wipe the rim.
They wipe it.
Oh, Lord.
So, like, whoever the bishop is, like, they drink. So, this is the cup.
A real?
You drink it from the cup. It's real wine. And you go up to the front. Everybody,
oh, it's all the same cup?
It's all the same cup.
Oh,
the
COVID.
That's where COVID started.
The wafer or the cracker in your mouth. And then the other person
like
feeds you the drink.
Yeah.
And then they just take the napkin or... It ain't even a napkin. It's like a tablecloth. So you know, or like handkerchief.
It's a real handkerchief.
And so like, you
a linen
know, it's like
handkerchief.
Not getting the germs off. It's moving it.
It's just moving the slide.
Yeah. Right. And then you
that's
drink
why I
off
never
of it. And I was
Catholic
like,
church,
I ain't never got to come back up in here. Y'all dirty. And I was like, this is very on brand for y'all type of people.
I didn't even like reaching my hand in the same little tray to grab a cracker that everybody else's hand was in.
Yeah,
they were just
in like a little tray they passed around.
That's how it is.
I don't want this.
I'm going to let y'all know.
With the cracker on top of the juice cup.
It's all.
Yeah, that's what they do.
We would have the sealed ones where the cracker was in
there. That's what he was just talking about.
But I'm going to let y'all know. I did the Black thing yesterday, though. When I grabbed this cake mix, I reached all the way to the back. So y'all don't have to worry.
Is that expiration date?
Huh?
Because the expiration date?
Mm-hmm. No, because we're
Cause you,
they're all the same expiration
the
date.
Thing in front
I don't want everyone's everyone's been touching.
Really?
Yeah, no. I want the one in the back.
You go to the
for cake mix
for all the things
for anything.
Who's putting their hand in cake mix?
Everybody,
cake mix.
Oh, white lady.
Yeah, this is cake mix.
Who would pick McFlynn?
No, they're touching the box, not inside the box.
Well, it has to happen.
It still got coolies.
You think it's been teleported to the shelves?
No, less people.
Why the back? Why not the second one?
Because the people touch the second one. The less Why? People amount touch to the back. We need to get y'all in the class.
Anyone,
I'm sorry.
No sense, but it is something.
Anyone,
no.
who's,
people
anyone
do,
who's
though.
Skipping the first one is going to the back. No one's just going to the next one. I'm like, this one's safe.
No, I'll go to the back. Also, the expiration date thing, too.
They yeah, that's what I thought. But I thought yeah. you were talking about, like, meat and stuff.
No, sometimes. But they be on the shelf.
No, I double-check my meat, though.
That sounds right. very
oh,
sexual.
But no.
What do you do,
because,
to, what
like,
do, you do to the meat, Dominique?
Like, in the bag or, like, your meat. It's going bad.
Crazy thing is, that's how I pick my women. I was going to date you, but I go to the sister right behind you.
Oh, my God.
You expired.
Wild. You expired.
You're about to expire.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, that was behind you.
Wait a second. So real quick.
Kim wanted to laugh when he said that.
Kim, they still get started at 4, though, right?
Okay. Yes. But they know we're here. Do not go off. Give us like 5 more minutes.
It's 3:44.
All right. Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure. I just don't want to be slowing nobody up. I don't want to be slowing nobody up. Y'all know.
Yeah, because we still got to clean up.
What show comes after this? What show comes after this?
Keenan's show, animation.
It's whole.
Hey.
Yeah.
All
right. Jesus Christ.
Damn internet, you scared.
So, you know what that means? There's a little bit more time left. Let's line up these shots.
No!
It's Tahir's motherfucking birthday! Woo! Akuda Matata.
Oh, fuck you, boy. What is that?
Mezcal. Is it mezcal or rum? It doesn't say anything about rum on it. Okay.
Just one, we good.
Your locks just smacked me in my mouth.
You liked it. Yeah. You liked it.
Puna Matata. You slapped your mouth.
And it made contact with you?
How do you?
Why do I feel okay. that?
I have never seen a closure like this. What's happening?
Okay. You for that?
My dread?
Yeah.
Oh, my dread hit you.
Is it something in
there? I thought you said my watch. Oh, no. I was like, damn.
Did you win it? You pop it? You pull it? It's a bop it.
See, that's why I tried. That's why you were supposed to open it at home.
What happened? What is happening?
It's got a bop it on top.
We apologize. This forced turn up did not start at Damn Internet, You Scary. Farron has had this nigga hostage for about 3 days now.
Bro, I have
pumping
not,
him full of alcohol and drugs.
I have
so
not been sober since Wednesday of last week.
He's doing
week.
His best, guys.
He likes it.
He likes it.
I don't know where anything is.
Yo, it's yours, right?
Yes.
Okay. My birthday was on Saturday. He texted me Friday and said, I'm on my way. I said, nigga, it's tomorrow.
Wait, what?
My birthday was on Saturday.
Yeah,
he texted me Friday night, like I'm on my way. I was like,
it's not today.
What are you talking about?
I said that early because I knew I was going to be messed up.
I mean, it's a glass bottle. There's no squeeze.
Yeah, the schedule text.
On my way tomorrow?
Where's the lid again?
And I was going
to
come.
You're supposed to like fill it or something.
But I'll tell you off camera what happened. It was a cute vibe.
That's not more.
What is really happening here? There really is a bottle on top of it.
Y'all should have fusioned y'all shit.
We should have.
That would have been fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fusion,
I tried.
I like it.
What is this? I don't like how it's in plastic.
Give up.
Is that plastic?
It is plastic.
It's not a security thing.
It's plastic.
I don't know.
Or glass.
Well, I have vodka and gin.
I can't
sake.
Do. I can't do vodka.
Well, I've never seen that in my life.
I see that some more brown and.
Imagine this. This is for men and women. If your significant other is a sex symbol, they say I can't post you online because it's gonna kind of tarnish my brand.
Who?
Will you be uncomfortable about that?
The sex symbol is posting that?
Your significant other. No, I was saying, like, if you had a boyfriend, if you had a girlfriend, was like, I'm her. Would you feel uncomfortable as like, man?
No. I've been in relationships with that, like, as an agreement, like, for your branding purposes, like, oh, we're just gonna post each other.
But he's posting stuff like, any ladies out there that wanna.
Wait, what?
Like, that's their, like I need attention. Like I need the engagement.
Okay, so
that's a lot.
That's
but
a little extra.
I feel like
I don't sign up for that necessarily.
I dated an influencer who was like a beauty thing.
What
that's like
that?
Why she had her followers.
I don't know, but how did that?
And she basically said she that got... It's a really good point. She wasn't saying this for me, but like,
wait.
She basically
wait,
said that being single and available sales. Is part of the brand.
Right.
Appearing
because,
single.
Exactly.
Yeah, for the fantasy.
Because
yeah.
There's a lot of, specifically for women that are kind of like fat fitness or something influencers, a lot of the appeal is some of the comments or people in the comments thinking that they can, there's a chance. So if you think about it from the business point of view, it's not really offensive because we've seen it a million times. It'd be like a bad chick with a million followers and then she starts doing like posting with her boyfriend and then she loses like 200,000. Right. It's like, 200,000 of you thought that, like...
You had a chance.
Yeah. That you were right
you
there.
You can still fantasize without... You know what I mean? We've been having
like,
a man, right?
I don't think influencers should hide that because they're scared of that, because it's like your supporters should be supporting you guys, right. You whatever, with whatever. But I understood the business side of it. You know what I mean? Like, you should appear single and...
Should you, though?
Obtainable... For your brand, if it made it that much, like, I'm not trying to like take away from business because I want to be seen. Like, being posted on social media is stupid if you need
that. It's
anyway.
Not real.
Yeah,
I've done it both ways. Like, you know, like having an understanding that you're gonna appear single, but not necessarily saying you're not. Like, and also because I've represented, you know, the spectrum that is relationship statuses. But I really think it is a conversation. I don't think you should ever just tell someone, like, this is what it is. Yeah, you should both become
whatever
the... I'm
not going to post you because this is my brand. Yeah. That would hurt a little bit. Hey, what? I took you to...
Right?
To Cancun.
Give us a minute. We're trying to get him back in.
Yes, friend!
Tell you something. If I'm flying you around the world, you can't post me. I'm offended.
We got CP on the phone.
Hey!
Happy birthday. I mean, I said happy birthday to you. My bad.
You said happy birthday.
Drunk.
Go ahead and have a drink.
I wanted some of that goddamn cake. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. Was the meeting a lie? Was the meeting a lie?
No.
He was really at a meeting. Yeah, he almost didn't make it. All right,
when you said that, I was like, oh, he's trying to get here on time. But I guess not.
Oh, yeah. No, I was trying to get there on time, but it's just not going to work.
Hey, we got CP on the phone. CP was supposed to stop through, but, you know, he's a busy guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's give a warm round of applause to CP.
From top to bottom.
Okay, got you.
I knew. But it's all good.
I appreciate you, bro. Hey, man.
I know, man. Much love, man. I bought you a bunch of stuff. I'm just lying now.
I went to your website and bought a bunch of stuff.
Come to the Comedy Store if you can tonight.
What time?
The show starts at 8. It's Sarah Mello's show.
I'm near, for sure.
All right, my boy. We got
hey,
a boot.
Wear them jackets so I can see them jackets.
Hey.
Yeah.
The
Fat Tuesday.
Oh, shit. I was up. I wish I had time. I might wear it tonight, then. All right. I'll come out of the house and grab it tonight.
I'm bringing it, and I'll wear matching shoes. But if you don't wear, I'm taking my shit off. All right.
What the eyes about? Oh, that's CP's.
Yeah, that's
CP's. That's funny. Mm-hmm. CP's.
Hilarious. That's his emoji. Yeah.
And you know, everybody got an emoji on us.
What's your emoji? Cloud, like, obviously. Ooh, what is your? What do you call your people?
I was the first to do the emojis, by the way. I just want to throw that out there.
The first one to ever do emojis?
What is your people's name? What is your, like, the like more mob?
Cloud Village.
Yeah,
Cloud Village.
That's coolest name, too, right?
First and foremost, the Cloud Wives. Can we just shout out the Cloud Wives? Because I'm trying to be on their good side.
Is that still
listen.
A thing?
Yes, they're very still out there.
Them.
Listen, they're the business. They're very serious.
Well, all right.
Shots, you guys.
Wait, I didn't.
Oh. Oh, who told you to sit that over there? Give it to me.
I thought you still had the security lock.
All right, well, guys, this has been an amazing show. Shout out to everybody that came. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I cannot thank you guys enough for this. This is just an amazing memory that I will have forever. Share it with some of the closest people to me. Cam is here. Dom is here. Hippie, Pat, Dion, Tiff, Babe. It's been amazing. The More Mob, Scary Squad, and all you guys, man. I love and appreciate you guys tremendously. There are not enough words in the English dictionary to adequately express how I feel about you guys.
Yeah, don't get fancy.
Thank you so much. I know, because it was happening. I was stumbling. Like, it was running out of gas.
Adequately, and it works.
Cheers. Let fuck them. You guys.
Yay. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Bye.
No. What?